Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features the French ensemble La Symphonie du Marais in three recordings of music by Lou Lee and Delalande.
Ercole Amante!
Over two decades ago, the recorder and Baroque virtuoso Hugo Rennes founded the ensemble La Symphonie du Marais, which has since made a name for itself by performing and recording numerous works from the French Baroque repertoire. In the last few years, they focused on recording live many operas by Jean-Baptiste Lully, releasing one about every year. More recently, they recorded an ambitious program that collects all of the music that was composed to celebrate the wedding of Louis XIV to the Spanish Infanta Maria Therese. La Symphonie du Marais' excellent performance includes music by Lou Lee and Francesco Cavalli, as well as more modest contributions by composers such as Michel Lambert. Let's move on to an earlier release by La Symphonie du Marais, Lully's opera Amadis. Thanks to Louis XIV, who chose the subject, Lully's Amadis has the distinction of being the first French Baroque opera based on a medieval story rather than the usual mythological one. The music was not only well received, but two of Lully's most famous arias originate in Amadis, including the sumptuous Amour que veux-tu de moi. La Symphonie du Marais' live performance is excellent and deserving of high praise. Now onto an older recording by La Symphonie du Marais that was reissued in 2007, the complete music for The King's Suppers by Michel Richard Delalande. Louis XIV liked to have background music while he ate a meal, and in the Baroque, that meant live music. So his court composers had to come up with pieces that were good for such general occasions. you can imagine, as well as ones that were good for digestion. Michel Richard de Lalande composed many suites of dances that were intended for the king's suppers. La Symphonie du Marais' complete recording on the French Harmonia Mundi label is beautiful and puts forth a terrific performance. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.